From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Betsy Smith. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft is rejecting an effort to overturn the state's newly signed abortion ban. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that the GOP official cited the Missouri Constitution for his decision.
Legislation that bans most abortions after 8 weeks includes a provision that goes into effect immediately. The Missouri Constitution prohibits referendums on legislation with so-called emergency clauses, which is why Ashcroft rejected two bids to overturn the abortion ban.
There was an appropriate emergency clause on there that met the requirements. I had no choice but to reject those two referendums.
The American Civil Liberties Union of Missouri filed a lawsuit Thursday over Ashcroft's decision. Missouri case law says that judges can determine if an emergency clause is valid. The clock is ticking, though. Proponents of a referendum have until August 28th to gather roughly 100,000 signatures. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
Columbia moved closer to having its first medical marijuana dispensary open last night when the Planning and Zoning Commission gave unanimous approval to revising the list of permitted uses for a property in East Columbia. The Missourian reports that the property includes restaurants and businesses. The approved proposal adds medical marijuana dispensaries to the property's statement of intent. The application marked the first potential dispensary to be considered by the commission and comes after City Council approved medical marijuana regulations Monday. The Boone County Planning and Zoning Commission met yesterday to discuss wind energy projects and their impacts on the health, safety, and property rights of citizens. The Missourian reports that E.ON Climate and Renewables, a German company with 23 wind farms around the country, placed a meteorological tower in Harrisburg to collect wind data and ultimately decide if a wind farm would be viable there. If the project proves viable, the company plans to purchase over 20,000 acres north of Harrisburg to develop its latest wind farm. The company states that they have already entered into agreements with owners of 2,500 acres. Some neighbors see the wind turbines as a much-needed source of renewable energy and economic growth. Opponents to wind turbines say they are concerned about property value and potential health consequences. Two former Missouri college students are suing a for-profit school, alleging they were deceived into borrowing thousands of dollars in student loans with false assurances about the quality of the education and their job prospects after graduation. The Kansas City Star reports that the former students filed the lawsuit against National American University in Jackson County Circuit Court. They say the school ran a, quote, systematic, deceptive marketing scheme that tricked them into applying for federal student loans that they cannot repay. They also say they ended up with worthless college credits and, quote, crippling debt. This is the second suit pending against the school. National American University closed its two Kansas City area campuses in May to focus on online education. I'm Betsy Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.